Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 2015 first quarter results presentation. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company, will conduct the presentation. Please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to ENCE's first quarter results conference call. I'm here today with our CFO, Alfredo Avello, our capital markets head, Rafa Rico, and our IR, Rocío Recio. Let me first of all present, with Alfredo, our first quarter results. We will then be pleased to answer to all your questions. You may download the presentation from our website. Let's start with slide number two. We are benefiting from a strong dollar and better pulp prices. As a company, we maintain our focus and efforts to reduce cash costs. One year ago, in first quarter 2014, ENCE's cash cost was 415 euros per ton. After a hard turnaround, ENCE's cash cost has now dropped to 363 euros per ton in first quarter 2015. Our target, as you know, is 336 euros per ton by the end of the year. We have to keep improving the efficiency of our equipment. We have to strengthen the standardization and the control of the pulp manufacturing process. On top of this managerial effort, we are investing 28 million euros in June 2015 at Navia to decrease costs and raise capacity. As we expect strong pulp prices, the continuing reduction of cash cost will increase the quarterly EBITDA during the year. Results will improve month by month and quarterly by quarter during 2015. Ladies and gentlemen, today we see 2015 EBITDA close to 200 million euros and free cash flow close to 100 million euros. These two estimates assume the following: 900,000 tons of production and sales, an average cash cost of 350 euros per ton, an average sales price of 750, and an exchange rate of 1.11 euros per ton. Before going to next slide, I would like to point out that our quarter EBITDA will grow quarter by quarter because of continued cost reduction. 200 million euros EBITDA for 2015 does not mean 50 million euros linearly on a quarterly basis. Let's go now to slide three, cash cost. We succeeded in decreasing cash cost from 415 euros per ton in first quarter 2014 to 391 euros per ton in fourth quarter 2014, and now to 363 euros per ton in first quarter 2015. During the first quarter, we have continued to reduce the fixed costs of the company and to implement our cost-cutting program. Our target for the 2015 year end is 336 euros per ton and 321 euros per ton by 2016 year end. The main drivers of the 28 euros per ton cash cost reduction during the rest of 2015 are fourfold. Firstly, wood cost reduction. Secondly, chemicals cost reduction. Thirdly, an increase in pulp production. Finally, the yield of our efficiency investments. Let's now go to slide number four. In first quarter 2015, adjusted EBITDA was 39 million euros, equivalent to 160 million euros per year. Quarterly EBITDA will continue to increase during 2015, boosted by the reduction of cash cost. The only adjustment in first quarter 2015 to EBITDA or to net profit is the provision related to the management stock options program due to the increase of the share price. Let's now turn to slide number five. You may ask, why are pulp prices stronger than all other commodities? Why is demand for eucalyptus pulp growing faster than demand for all other pulps? The reasons are twofold. Firstly, solid demand for eucalyptus pulp is related to growth in tissue consumption, not only in Asia, but also in the Western world. Secondly, there is no overcapacity in pulp production in China, which is not the case with steel and other commodities. Why are we able to increase prices in Europe while the dollar is also strengthening? Because pulp prices denominated in dollars are already higher in Asia, Middle East, and U.S. markets than in Europe. All this explains why we only have 10 days of total stock of pulp and why we have announced 810 euros per ton for May. Now, I would like to our CFO explain first quarter results.
Thanks, Ignacio. Let's break down the analysis of our first quarter 2015 results into the two synergic business lines in which the company develops its operations. On one side, the pulp business, also including 75 megawatt cogeneration activities through Black Liquor and 37 megawatt biomass plant directly related to the Navia pulp mill. On the other side, the 111 megawatt energy business generated through independent biomass plants. Turning into slide 7, let me show you how the company is delivering the significant benefits of our last year restructuring process, as well as of our cost-cutting and efficiency programs. We achieved a total sales figure for the quarter of 156 million euros, some 15% lower compared to those of first quarter 14 due to the shutting down of the pulp production in Huelva. Our average commercial discount for the quarter has been 21.5%. For clarification purposes, 35% of our contract sales reflect the spot pulp prices and exchange rates, while the remaining 65% are contractually structured to use the previous month average pulp price and exchange rate, therefore resulting in a one-month time lag delay to be shown in our sales figure. Our recurrent EBITDA for the quarter reached 39 million euros, which means delivering over three times the figure reached in first quarter 14 and almost doubling the 20 million delivered last quarter. This means increasing the recurrent EBITDA margin of the company from 7% up to 25% and growing. This quarter, extraordinary items, as previously expressed by our CEO, are mainly related to the increased provisions to the long-term management bonus plan linked to the share price. Turnaround of the company is also very well seen at net profit levels. We achieved 10 million compared with the 15 million euro losses of last year's first quarter and the 10 million euro losses from last quarter. Now, following into page 9, let's analyze our pulp business. As previously expressed, compared with first quarter 14, the 18% reduction in the global sales figure is fully explained by the Huelva mill shutdown. Excluding this impact and only comparing our northern mills, sales have grown by over 17% from 109 million euros up to 128 million euros, while production has been basically in line. The increase in our sales figure is supported by higher pulp and energy prices compared to those of first quarter 14. Regarding pulp prices, they were also boosted by the positive US dollar exchange rate environment. Now, coming down to production data, compared to first quarter 14, we had a 1% reduction, all explained by the program maintenance shutdown held in Pontevedra. This year, the shutdown was much more concentrated in the month of March, while last year was concentrated in the month of April. Continuing with slide 10, and comparing first quarter 15 with the same period in 2014, ENCE has been able to reduce its cash cost by 52 euros per ton from 415 down to 363. This reduction is mainly explained through lower wood and processing costs. When comparing this cash cost evolution with fourth quarter 14, we achieved a 4% additional reduction that came from processing and corporate expenses, again showing the capacity of our company in reducing fixed costs. As mentioned in previous presentations, when all the mills were operating, these costs were diluted into the three of them. Now, having shut down the Huelva pulp mill, they need to only be absorbed by our two northern mills, and we are successfully achieving this target. This cash cost reduction trend will continue evolving, and the company is fully focused in delivering it. Now, turning to slide 12, let's focus on our energy business coming from independent biomass plants. Comparing first quarter 14 with first quarter 15, our sales have increased over 2.5 times, from 9 million euros up to 24, thanks to the contribution of Meria 20 megawatt and Huelva 41 megawatt, as well as higher energy prices. When comparing with last quarter, we also increased sales by 3% or 4 million euros despite the pool price was 4 euros per megawatt-hour lower. I would like to remind you that the company has implemented a hedging program for electricity prices, by which first half of the year is 100% hedged at an average price of 46 euros per megawatt-hour and 50% of the second half of the year at an average price of 50 euros per megawatt-hour. Coming down to EBITDA, our independent biomass plants have contributed 8.5 million euros to the company, compared to the 2.7 million euros of first quarter 14 or the 21.8 from last quarter. The 2.8 from last quarter, sorry. Breaking it out by plants, our 50 megawatt plant had a strong performance, delivering an EBITDA of 5.4 million euros, 400,000 higher than expected, mitigated by the lower than forecasted contribution of our Mérida plant. On the other hand, our Huelva 41 megawatt plant underperformed during the quarter due to a partial failure in the particle emission electrofilter system, obliging us to operate at reduced levels. This partial failure will be solved during its program maintenance shutdown in April. Now, let me pass back the lead of our presentation to our CEO to continue with the status of our cost-cutting program.
Thanks, Alfredo. Now let's move to slide 15, where you have an update of our competitiveness recovery plan for cash cost reduction. Firstly, cost-cutting unrelated to investments, we expect 2.2 euros per ton impact between the second and fourth quarters. Secondly, the two-year payback investment program, we expect 5.7 euros per ton during the next three quarters. Thirdly, the four-year payback investment program, we expect 2.9 euros per ton between the third and fourth quarters. Finally, Navia mill capacity increase, we expect 3.6 euros per ton in fourth quarter 15, due entirely to cost dilution. So, to conclude, we are investing 56 million euros in our pulp mills during 2015 and 2016 to reduce cash costs. As a result, we will increase annual EBITDA by 17 million euros by the year end 2015 and by another 13 million euros by year end 2016. Let's go to slide 17. The 34 million euros EBITDA converted well during the first quarter into 26 million euros of unleveraged cash flow from operations. The 14 million euros increase in trade and other receivables is mainly due to the pulp price increase, a reduction in factoring, and to a reduction of excess debt with the electrical system after the energy reform. The 11 million euros decrease in current liabilities is mainly due to payments of the Huelva turnaround already provisioned last year and to a temporary reduction in commercial debt to wood suppliers. I would like you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that we expect to recover 12 million euros during the rest of the year. Let's move to slide number 18. In first quarter 15, we reduced our corporate net debt to 159 million euros. We are currently executing our call of over 10% of our bonds outstanding at 103. We are studying different ways of reducing the cost of our debt. Please turn to slide 19. We have started to sell irrigated land in Huelva. We already have firm offers for almost 700 hectares of irrigated land for a total consideration of 17 million euros and 4 million euros for unused buildings. ENCE has started to market the pulp equipment of Huelva. We see 40 million euros coming from asset sales during 2015. In slide number 21, we explain how we see the pulp market. At ENCE, we see strong pulp prices during 2015 and 2016. The growth of demand will compensate the new supply capacities. The main drivers of the growth in demand for eucalyptus pulp are threefold. Firstly, as a result of the continuing exodus from rural areas to urban areas in Asia, consumption of tissue products and food packaging will continue to increase. Secondly, the per capita demand for tissue products in southern and eastern Europe is increasing, although it still remains far below Northern Europe and the States. Thirdly, health regulations require an ever greater use of virgin pulp for food packaging. Finally, let's turn to slide number 22. As a summary, our competitiveness recovery plan is on track. We maintain our focus on cost cutting. We target cash costs of €336 per ton by year end. We forecast strong pulp prices for 2015 and 2016. With the same assumptions I mentioned before, we see now €200 million EBITDA and €100 million free cash flow for both 2015 and 2016. Thank you very much. We are now open to your questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Q&A session starts now. If you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. First question comes from José Rito from BPI. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, good morning. One question on the management variable remuneration. Can you provide further details how this should evolve in 2015? Namely, what is the total amount of the plan and what are the targets to be met by the company for the management to be eligible for this, remuneration? And is the €200 million EBITDA target for this year already including potentially management, variable management remuneration? That will be my first question. Secondly, on pulp prices discounts, according to my calculation, the discount reached 24% in Q1. Should we assume this metric going forward? Could you elaborate a little bit more on this, namely explain if this is related to the fact that pulp prices are increasing and generally we have a lag of 1 month between pulp prices and the peaks? And the third question on possible asset disposals, do you think that anything relevant could happen still in 2015, or the bulk of the €76 million of assets could be achieved this year already? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jose. I didn't understand very well your first question. I will answer to what I think I have understood, and if not, you may ask again. We have a budget, an internal budget for the company this year, with an EBITDA close to €150 million. Then bonus from the top management of the company, and the management of the company for 2015 is based on an EBITDA of €150 million. And and is based on free cash flow, and this free cash flow is calculated as EBITDA plus minus investment in working capital, then a free cash flow before the investments. And that is one-third of the compensation. Two-thirds are linked to cash cost reduction, and you know what are our objectives. I think I have understood something about the compensation and the difference on the EBITDA of almost €4 million between EBITDA and adjusted EBITDA. The total cost of the 2010, 2011, and 2012 stock options program, and who is being paid now, is €4.5 million, and it is fully accounted. If I remember well, you have asked about our disposals. Well, although we have a target of selling €70 million for this year, we think that we can be absolutely sure that at least we are going to have €40 million. We have received binding offers for 700 hectares for a total amount of €17 million, which implies 100% capital gain over book value, and we intend to crystallize during second quarter and expect to make a minimum of €40 million during this year. And I think the best is that Alfredo answers your question regarding the discounts, the commercial discounts.
Okay, regarding commercial discounts, as I was trying to explain in the presentation, the real commercial discount is 21.5%. Having said that, the implicit discount is some impacted by the time lag in the pulp prices and in the exchange rate. So I was trying to explain, while 35% of our contracts work on a spot basis, this means that it takes into account the PIX prices and the US dollar exchange rate of the month in which it is invoiced, 65% of the contracts take into account the average of the previous month's average PIX price and exchange rate. So this means that when we are talking about a certain PIX price and US dollar exchange rate for the current month, when translated into our sales, not all of those are reflected in our final figure, because there's this time lag of 1 month. That's the difference in between the 21.5%, whichever you can get in the current month when analyzing it.
Thank you very much, Jose. Is everything clear?
Okay, yes, everything clear. Just one additional comment or question on that. So the 200 million euros EBITDA for this year that we are expecting already includes the provision related with the variable remuneration of the management, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would like to make clear one thing. When I said 3 months ago that we were seeing 180 million euros EBITDA, when today I'm saying 200 million EBITDA, it is not 45 per quarter or 50 per quarter, because although we see strong prices in the year, what is going to vary quarter by quarter is the cash cost, which is going to be lower and lower and lower. Then we see a growing quarterly EBITDA. And when I say 200 million euros, is including everything you have seen in first quarter, included the cost of the stock options. You have to take into account that, just for example, the 2010 stock options were at 2.4. Then there was no cost before, because we were quoting before 2.4. It's just in this quarter where we have jumped, you know, and that is why we have been obliged to provision everything in this quarter.
Okay. Very
Thank clear. You, Jose.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Next question comes from Cesar Gonzalez from JB Capital Markets. Please go ahead, sir.
I have one question on the EBITDA for 2016. If I have understood well, you have said that the guidance is pretty similar for 15-16 at about 200 million euros. However, you foresee a 15 euro per ton decline in the cash cost, and also the impact of this one-off personal cost shouldn't be reflected next year. So is it about right to assume that like-for-like EBITDA in 2016 should be closer to 220 million euros?
Well, all depends of the variable, of the assumptions. Then, and we prefer to be a bit conservative.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Another question, if I may. On biomass, I'm sure you have seen over the past few days that there was some news suggesting that the government could call a tender process for the construction of 200 megawatt of new biomass capacity. Could you give us some or your views on this subject, whether you think it will be happening in the end, and if so, your views on these potential new investments in Spain?
Thank you very much, Cesar. We only know a draft. The tender will be after summer, or even at the end of the year. At ENCE today, we keep on focus in reducing cash costs.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Chris Ellis from Babson Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Can you just say where euro pulp prices are today? I think in the report you say they were 760 at the end of March. And has that discount of 21.5 remained the same, or is there pressure on that as customers feel the effect of higher prices?
Yeah. Today, being at the end of April, as Alfredo was saying before, 35% of our invoicing and contracts will be at a price close to 790 euros dollars per ton, which is what we announced before for April, at a discount of 21.5% on average. The 65% of the contracts of the other contracts will be at the peaks of the previous month. That means of the peaks of March, was, if I remember well, something around 760, with a discount, an average discount of 21.5. Then the PIX of today, who is, if I remember well, at 770-something, 76, will not be in our books till the month of May, because we always invoice with 1 month delay. And we have been doing that at ENCE, at least since I am here, and I think it's a common practice in Europe. Chris, is that clear?
Yes, thank you very much. That's very clear, thank you. And just one question, just to clarify. We spoke about 100 million free cash flow. Does that assume 40 million of assets disposals, or is the 40 million not included in that 100 million?
No, it is, yeah. How do we arrive to 100 million euros of free cash flow for 2015? Well, we take an EBITDA of 200 million euros. We take 30 million euros of finance cost. We take 25 million euros of dividends. We take 21 million euros of Huelva severance payments, provisioned last year, but we have to pay this year. We take 59 million euros of capex. We take 10 million euros of taxes. We have increased that from our last forecast 3 months ago. And we take between 40 and 45 million euros of asset disposals, not 77, between 40 and 45. And then we arrive to 95, 100 million euros of free cash flow.
That's very clear. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you, Chris.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you. Next question comes from Alvaro Mata from JB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. I guess a couple of my questions have been answered already, but I have one more. And I think in the last conference call, you gave some guidance for corporate net debt at the end of 2015. So I was wondering if you can give us an updated number, please.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alvaro. I go back to the question of Chris before. We see a free cash flow today of 100 million euros for 2015. We are going to reduce by 25 million euros the bonds. As you know, we have already announced that. And we will decrease, well, we will increase our cash, and then we will decrease nominally our corporate debt by other 75 million euros during the year.
All right, so that leaves us with a number just below 100 million at the end of the year, I guess, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and I guess it's too soon to say, but do you have any thoughts about the high-yield bond that you have outstanding right now that I think becomes callable in February 2016?
Alfredo will answer this question because he's working hard on that.
Well, again, Alvaro, I mean, the company is fully focused on cash cost. As we mentioned in some early presentations, we want to see how the cash flows, and we deliver all those reductions, and the cash is coming to the company. Once we are sure, as we are being now sure after the first quarter, we will keep on continue analyzing every different options in order to reduce the finance cost of the company. But so far, right now, we have not reached any decision.
Great. That's understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we remind you, in order to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Inigo Recio from BK Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I just wanted to know if you see possible to reduce prices of wood in the next months. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your question, Inigo. Now, starting May, at the end of the rainy season, we can start to reduce the price of wood. Besides, we are confident that a better wood yield is achievable at our mills because of these improvements of operations we are doing. Nevertheless, these reductions in wood cost may be partially mitigated since the wood price is partially linked to pulp prices. Thank you, Inyo.
Thank you.
There are no more questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I look forward to meet you again in 3 months' time.
Thank you very much.